It's time for the annual Basque Fry. The 8th annual Basque Fry is on Saturday, June 17th, and we want to make sure you don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind Nevada tradition featuring an outstanding lineup of all-star conservative speakers. Special guest, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, will headline this year's event and discuss his vision to fight for our conservative principles and save our country. The Basque Fry is Nevada's single largest annual political event, attracting thousands of patriots to Corley Ranch in beautiful Gardnerville. It's an affordable, family-friendly affair featuring traditional Basque barbecue and activities for the kids. Plus, it's an opportunity to meet some of your own local elected officials and grassroots conservative leaders, including former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, Governor Joe Lombardo, Congressman Mark Amaday, and Dana Lash. To get your tickets, go to morninginnevadapac.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Paid for by Never Back Down, Inc. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Neverbackdown.org.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us. That's mrsfixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised you some new numbers. This is a new National Research Inc. poll commissioned by American Greatness. And it shows, and this is an Iowa poll, a double-digit lead for Trump over DeSantis among likely Iowa GOP caucus voters. Trump's current 15-point lead, and again, this is unbelievable, 39% to 24% for Ron DeSantis. But the 15-point lead over DeSantis is within the survey's 4.38% margin of error. And it also shows, this is what I thought was kind of interesting, that South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who has now announced as a candidate, he had a marginal bump, not much of a bump since last survey. And undecideds in the state of Iowa have increased by 6 points. How about that? So instead of folks coming down on one side or the other on DeSantis or Christie or whoever it might be, there's more undecideds in Iowa than there were last month. And they apparently do this survey, this National Research Inc. They do it every month. And the 15-point lead right now, and by the way, the Trump lead last month, 18 points. This month, 15 points. But it's still very comfortable. A 15-point lead is might be insurmountable. And that is, by the way, without lots of different... Yeah, there are a bunch of 1% candidates. In fact, I was just looking through the numbers, and in fact, coming up on the other side of the break, I'll break it down for you. Some of the numbers of some of the also-rans, the wannabes, the presidential wannabes, 10 or 12 candidates, 13 candidates, whatever it is now. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Trust me, there are going to be more people getting into this race as we go along. And with the prospect that Donald J. Trump may be arrested again, this time on federal charges, those numbers, anything you see in a poll today is subject to change. Subject to change. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. By the way, this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:31, some news you can use right now. Looks like crews are cleaning up that earlier incident on Interstate 15 northbound there at Sahara. Also, watch for an accident. It's on St. Rose Parkway at the 215 eastbound freeway on-ramp. Several vehicles there partially blocking that on-ramp. Approach there with caution. A little bit of congestion there on the Beltway 215 eastbound at Valley Verde on the southern Beltway. Also, watch for crashes right now. Washington at J Street, Walnut at Cary, Sahara at Jones, and an incident that's Concord at Lake Mead.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 3 tonight in Sunrise, Florida. The Golden Knights with a 2-0 lead over the Florida Panthers. Vegas has outscored Florida 12-4 in the two games so far. Vegas has scored more goals on Sergei Bobrovsky in 84 minutes of action than the Carolina Hurricanes did in the entire Eastern Conference Final Series. Game 4 is Saturday night in Florida. The Reds handed the Dodgers their season-high fourth straight loss, 8-6 the final at Cincinnati. The Angels beat the Cubs 6-2. Mike Trout went deep. Luis Renjifo hit a tying homer and a tie-breaking RBI single. The A's beat the Pirates 9-5. Oakland winning back-to-back games for just the third time this season. Pacific Coast League Baseball on Wednesday. Tacoma pounded Reno 14-6. Vegas with an 8-5 win at Sacramento. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap, insecticide-free protection.
The FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday we aired a clip from a Tucker Carlson 10-minute mini program on Twitter, and turns out that may be the last we see of him for a while. But it is amazing. Tucker Carlson is going to find a place somewhere, somehow, some way. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas been tracking this all morning, trying to figure this out. What is it the folks at Fox are trying to do? Just shut him down totally?
Yeah, it looks that way. I'm looking at a Reuters article here, Kevin, and apparently Fox News has notified Tucker Carlson's legal team that the former host violated his contract when he launched his Twitter show on Tuesday. Like you said, we played about 5 minutes of that, and it was his first episode and only episode so far. And we'll see where this goes. But, you know, Carlson's legal team has not responded, at least to Reuters. But Axios is reporting that Tucker Carlson has the right to speak freely because of the First Amendment to the Constitution. And he simply went to social media to share his thoughts. And under the Constitution of the United States, he has the right to do that. Now, whether that's going to hold up in court, I don't know. But Tucker Carlson is still under contract with Fox. Technically, I guess, as still an employee, but he's not on the air. So
I'm just wondering what would happen if he went to, say, HGTV and talked about how to fix your plumbing or something like that. Would he be able to do that? Is it just the use of Twitter that's got you know, Fox all in a tither, or does it matter where he speaks? I mean, you're right.
I think they're trying to prevent him from taking viewers from their primetime lineup, which it's too late for that. Because if you look at Monday, believe it or not, far left, way out there in left field, MSNBC had the most primetime viewers on cable news.
More than Fox?
More than Fox. Rachel Maddow, whether you like her or not, I mean, people on the left do like this woman. And remember, she has cut back her duties to roughly 1 or 2 days a week. Now, she hasn't been on since that Monday broadcast. But MSNBC averaged 1.85 million on Monday night, while Fox News at that same time only managed 1.726 million viewers. So about 100,000 more viewers watched MSNBC than watched Fox on Monday night when Rachel Maddow, their star over at MSNBC, was on the air.
You know, this sounds like there's going to be something that's going to be solved by the attorneys, and there's going to be a settlement, and instead of getting $40 million, he'll only get a check for $20 million, and that then he'll be able to go wherever he wants. He can go to over-the-air networks, cable news, doesn't matter. He'll just go somewhere else.
It could very well be, but, you know, Fox is, they are hemorrhaging the 25 to 54-year-old age group, the demo, which really is attracted to a lot of these programs. And they're even losing out, believe it or not, in the 25 to 54 demo at 8 p.m., they lost to CNN.
Oh!
Now, that is bad.
And Chris Licht got fired for that?
Yeah, apparently. That's how bad it is during Tucker's show, and it's crossed over into the other primetime shows as well. Hannity is way down, and so is Laura Ingraham. So, and remember, Fox, they even talked about moving Laura Ingraham to 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock our time, and maybe move Jesse around. And I know you like Jesse.
I love Jesse.
I think he's a rising star. And I think I would prefer him in that 5 o'clock time slot than Hannity. We know what Hannity's about. Hannity is good. He is what he is. And I think he should stay right there and just switch out. If you go Laura to 4 o'clock our time, and then you put Jesse Waters at 5 o'clock and just keep Hannity right where he is and put somebody else at 7 o'clock. That's what I would do.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Fox obviously doesn't have to do anything today, but when you see numbers like that and you see falling numbers like that, it does give you reason to wonder what's going on in the executive suite at Fox.
But I think what's happening here, Kevin, is we're seeing the transition to other platforms besides watching cable news, because again, it's not like MSNBC is tearing it up. They're just doing what they've always done, and they put their star in there and they score with their star, and Fox fired their star, so I guess you get what you deserve.
I promised I would give you new polling numbers in the Iowa race. Because that's where there's going to all the national polls don't mean a hill of beans. This is all about these primaries, and in the case of Iowa, the caucuses. That's what it's all about. And so when you see national polls, they're interesting, they're fun, they're good. You know, Trump's up by 30 points or 25 points, whatever it is. But that's not where this presidential race is going to be won. It's going to be won in the states. State by state. I'll give you some of these new Iowa numbers, in particular for those not named Trump or DeSantis. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's time for the annual Basque Fry. The 8th annual Basque Fry is on Saturday, June 17th, and we want to make sure you don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind Nevada tradition featuring an outstanding lineup of all-star conservative speakers. Special guest Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will headline this year's event and discuss his vision to fight for our conservative principles and save our country. The Basque Fry is Nevada's single largest annual political event, attracting thousands of patriots to Corley Ranch in beautiful Gardnerville. It's an affordable, family-friendly affair featuring traditional Basque barbecue and activities for the kids. Plus, it's an opportunity to meet some of your own local elected officials and grassroots conservative leaders, including former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, Governor Joe Lombardo, Congressman Mark Amaday, and Dana Lash. To get your tickets, go to morninginnevadapac.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Paid for by Never Back Down, Inc. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Neverbackdown.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3. On AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so here are the numbers. And these are from Iowa, likely caucus goers. Trump at 39%, DeSantis at 24%. And this is where, you know, the Republicans are going to have to figure out, you know, who's going to stay in the race and who's going to go. Because you can't have 10, 12, 15 candidates. And that's what we're headed for. Nikki Haley, 4%. And Vivek Ramaswamy, 1%. Pence, 4%. Tim Scott, 5%. Christie, 2%. And the undecided now at 21%. We've got a problem in the Republican Party as to who's going to be in this race. Who's going to appear in the debates? The odds-on favorite right now is that Trump will not participate in the debates. I think he will. I think ego will end up getting the best of him, and he'll want to be on that stage, on that debate stage. The big question is, who gets lopped off? And that's another one. Now, what is interesting is on the Democrat side, you've got Robert F. Kennedy, who's polling in some polls upwards around 20% against President Biden. Now, the big question is, what is the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, going to do about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his run for president? Let's go to cut one real quick. This is Tulsi Gabbard, a Fox News consultant and a former presidential candidate. Tulsi Gabbard on Fox last night revealing the DNC reaction or strategy in dealing with people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Here it is.
Kennedy now is polling at 20%. A report in Politico says Joe Biden doesn't plan on engaging with Kennedy, and instead the incumbent president plans to use reporters and other Democrats to discredit Kennedy's candidacy. Tulsi Gabbard is a former presidential candidate. She joins me now with some reaction on this. Tulsi, I know that you have said that you felt iced out by your party. What's happening to Kennedy?
Harris, you know, it's interesting because it's clear there's a three-step plan that the DNC follows when they want to deal with somebody that they don't want voters to know about. Step one is they try to ignore us. This is exactly what I experienced in 2020 when I ran for president of the Democratic primary, and they're doing the same thing to Kennedy. Ignore him. Pretend he doesn't even exist. That doesn't work, and they have to pay attention. Number two, seek to smear and discredit, as you just said. Biden themselves have said is their plan to try to discredit him. The Washington Post a couple of days ago just did this lengthy piece throwing everything but the kitchen sink with baseless accusations and lies and all of these things on Kennedy so that they can plant that seed of doubt and concern in voters' minds. And if that doesn't work, they go into step number three, which is pull out all the stops and destroy. And for me, this is when Hillary Clinton went out and started saying that I was a traitor, a Russian asset, going against the country that I love. And they repeat these baseless lies until voters actually start to believe them. And this is exactly what they're doing against Kennedy. I didn't have the hundreds of millions of dollars needed to combat this onslaught of a campaign that they wage. Kennedy doesn't either. I want to say if there are any wealthy billionaires out there who love this country and want to see the Democratic Party liberated from these woke warmongers, put your money where your values are. Bobby Kennedy could use some help to be able to go out there and share his message with voters, because the DNC is not going to allow him to do that.
That's Tulsi Gabbard, Fox contributor, on last night. I'll just say this. Robert F. Kennedy is an intriguing candidate, and some of the things he says, I agree with. You know, he is much like Rand Paul. In fact, when Rand Paul was running for president, I would watch one of his speeches, and for the first 15 minutes, I'd be up on my chair cheering. The next 15 minutes, I'd be scratching my head saying, well, I don't really agree with it, but it's, maybe I can deal with it. And the last 15 minutes, I'd say, hell no. No way. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. Hey, don't you think Tulsi Gabbard is the hottest Democrat woman ever to have lived? Oh, my God.
Yeah, she is.
By far. I mean, look at the rest of the field. It's pretty horrible. I'm sorry for the Democrats. They're pretty horrible. But I wanted to call in about the Zakarita hydroelectric dam that they blew up in Russia.
Who blew it up? Who blew it up?
Joe Biden. Just like the Nord Stream 2, Joe Biden. And our favorite ones that are always behind the scenes, the good old British. You know, they've been pushing this war from the beginning, and you keep doing that. You cause an ecological disaster like what they did. You're going to see some nukes flying in the near future. I mean, you're pushing this guy, Vladimir Putin, to the edge. I'm amazed he has this much restraint against NATO and all these globalists. I mean, the war is pretty much over in the Ukraine already. The counteroffensive is over, folks. It happened last week. It was completely stopped within 12 hours. There is no offensive. So you're going to see a lot more sabotage. What they're doing now, where they're flying drones right into the Moscow Kremlin building where Vlad's residence is. They did that a couple weeks back. You saw when they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, that sabotage. And now you're seeing with this Kharkova Bridge. the dam that they blew up.
It is
a bunch of idiots.
It is a different type of war.